كان داف خاهمة علف بعد مشنا مطرد إقريش شم إقريش شم ياشي ساز ششم وبازدن ويخفي ليفة لمالفة بخيفي. The Tesva Shantav elaborates a little better. Igreshum means, and this star it says, Shekosu behem, Sheiridu hamalve lenichse haloive. That means Bezdin evaluated the karkois of the loive. They were moired the malve lenichse haloive. That means the malve now took over the karke. Vishekoru shtar chayvay, and they took the shtar chayv, that means the chayv is paid up already. The malve acquired the payment of the shtar by that he took over the karke. Bahavi hach shume kishtar mecher ala karke. So this is equivalent to a shtar mecher ala karke. That the karke of the loive was given over to the malve. So now this was a shtar that Bezdin made. So if I see this, there's no sveikis. That means Bezdin Zicher did this. Like we had in the previous Mishnah, shtaris that a person makes. Gitenoshim shkriyaboni baiteki matone. There is a possibility, ksuvim hoyo venimlach aleim shaloi litnom, a person's private shtaris. It could be he wrote the shtar, but it never was given over. But this is a shtar that Bezdin gave over to the malve to take over the kalk of the loive. So it's equivalent to a shtar mecher al nichsei haloive. The igreis mozain Rashi says shekibul olav lozain es bas ishtay. This was a obligation that a person was mekabel on himself. He married a woman, she had a daughter. She was mekabel that he's going to give him a zaynis. So this is done in Bezdin, so there's no shaila. It occurred. Shitrei chalitza umiyunim. Bezdin wrote a shtar that a chalitza occurred, and this yevome became muta l'shuk. Umiyunim. What is miyunim? Tano yisayma shisiyua ima vacheo lidaita. That a ktano, a yisayma, that means minatoira, only a father can marry off a ktano. She's a yisayma. So minatoira, there's no kedushin whatsoever. She, so chazalba mesakin, that her mother or her brothers can marry her off lidaita. That means she's a lavazdat. But if they decide to marry her off, and she's maskim, so the kedushin is chalmid rabbon. Is this kedushin is yoitza mimenu b'miyun? She could go leave her husband, her drabonodika husband, b'miyun. Ve'eina tzricha get, she doesn't need a get from her husband. Eloi meres b'fnei shloisha, she says b'fnei bezdim. Efshi beplaini bali. I don't want him for a husband, and this severs the issues. It's an issues darabono, and then this severs the issues. Bekais mela bezdin shtar shemiyana bifneim lias laide shemiteres lenosi. So now she is a shtar from bezdin that she was mamayin bebailo. So now she is permitted to get married again. So all these halachas. Oh, let's go a little further. V'shitrei birurim b'gmorim aforish hareza yachse. So if a person finds any one of these stories, he returns it to the balashta v'leka lemeichesh l'shema nimlach. That means the chshoshes we had in the previous mishnah, shtar matana, that a person wrote a matana v'nimlach aleim litnam. So therefore you don't give it to the Mekabel Matana. Maybe there was an intent to give over the Matana, but there was a change in the mind of the Nisan. So we can't give it over to the Mekabel Matana. But over here, Lekele Meichesh L'Shem Nimlach, But here there's no nimlach tabezn leikosvum elabedava mikuyim. That means this was something that was niskayim already. So memele, that means there was a chalitza, there was a miyun, there was igrishum. So this was done and over with already. So memele, so we give it back to the shachalitzi, go give back to the chalutza, the shitrei igrishum, you give back to the malve. It says that Bezen gave over the karka to the malve. Afilu laman da omar shuma ohda. So Rashi asks, but there's a man da omar that says shuma ohda, that means even though the shtar chay was torn up and the malva took possession of the karke, so l'chayre the chay is done and over with, but there's a din chazar wa mesakin shuma ohda, that the loive is entitled to redeem the karka from the malva. So let us be afraid, maybe the loiva was paid the karka from the malva, and the loiva lost the shtar. So Rashi says, he was mafsid anafshe. He should have torn the shtar. So why didn't he tear the shtar shume? Or why didn't he get a shtar mecha from the malva? So Mamele, so by all these stories, there's no chash, or the previous chashes that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah not applicable. So Mamele, Areza Yachse. Motza Bachafise Oibed Luskimo. A person found a shtar in a chafise Oibed Luskimo. We see a chafisa is a kli shel oil that was used normally for wine. So if you find a shtar in a chafisa that kuf is a simen, that means the bailam will give a simen that the shtar was found in a chafisa. Ibid luskeme, see later in the sugya, the Baal gives a simen and the luskeme. Tachir shel shtoreis or yagude shel shtoreis. These either the stories were, one was nichach, was into the other star, so that means you have a kriche of stories, or yagude shel shtoreis, so you have a number of stories that were tied together. Areze yachse. So, here we give this back to the Malve. Bekama agude shel shtoreis shloisha kshurim ze boze. Let us see two Rashi's devil. Motza bachfisa oibed luskemem shum shtar, he found a shtar. Any shtar, here a fellow a shtar halvo. Oishe motza tachir shel shtoreis. The folded together, rolled together. Oy bagude, bigmar maforish machviso, udluskame, betachish bagude. Now let us stop here for 1 minute. There's a moiridike problem in this halacha. The ktsois in simen samachay sivkot and tes asks a moiridike kasha. Yes, Akasha, we were learning to say, though, if a person finds a shtar, there's a reyes in a fila. I mean, the shtar says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. No, so give the shtar to Shimon. No, there's a reyes in a fila over here. I mean, maybe the shtar was paid up. There's a reyes in a fila. And we're not marzer a shtar. You're not marzer a shtar. That was, we hear sugyas like this previously in the Perek. So, Frektik Tzais, so, now you found the Shtar in the Chafise, so why do you give back the Shtar? What happened with the Reyes and the Nefila? The Malva, let's say this is the Malva's Chafise, right? The Chafise, but why do you give back the Shtar? There's a Reyes and the Nefila. There's a Muradik Tzais. The Ktzais says three mahalchem. First, the Ktzais says, he brings a Rashi and a Zayin Amid Beis. There's a Mirdika Rashi. When we learn the Zayin Amid Beis, we don't appreciate the Chiddush of Rashi. It says, and I've signed him at base, if a third person finds a shtar, lo yitziyu miyodai, this is the third Rashi, and I've signed him at base, lo yloive v'lo yimalve, not the loive, not the malve can take it away from this meitzi aveide. Ad sheyove elio, I eidim sharo miyad minofa. So Rashi says, Amir dike Rashi, if eidim will come and tell us that we watched the shtar was roaming in the streets for the last 5 days, but eidim will say, no, we looked back, we saw the shtar fell out from the malve. You give it to the mouth. Okay? So there's a Mordechai Rashi. Let us just try to appreciate the Rashi. Rashi says, so if I know that the Malva lost the Shtar, I give back to the Malva. I give it back to the Malva. Zuktuk Tzais. So here, it's his Chafisa. It's the Chafisa of the Malva. So I know the Malva lost the Shtar, so give it back to the Malva. Now, so he says, so what is the gather of the Reyesed in the Fila? There's such a concept of a Reyesed in the Fila. So L'chayre, the Reyesed in the Fila is as follows. That L'chayre, if I don't know who dropped it, so theoretically I should assume the Malva dropped it, because if the Leiva would have dropped it, it should have been torn. So I should assume the Malva dropped it. But since it fell, so I say, given the Nafal Isra, there's a Reyesed in the Fila. What's the Reyesed in the Fila? So L'chayre, you have to say, the Reyesed in the Fila is that the Malve, if I don't know who dropped it, I should assume the Leiva dropped it more than the Malva, because the Malva should be more careful than the Leiva. The Malva needs the Shtar. The Leiva doesn't need the Shtar. So the Reyesed in the Fila is, I assume it fell from the Leiva. That's the Reyes Pshat. But if I see the Malva lost the Shtar, the Malva lost the Shtar. See, payback. So according to this Mahalach, and this Rashi Bav Zayin Amid Beis, the whole Reyesed in the Fila is, Mistama, you didn't lose the Shtar. A Malva wouldn't lose the Shtar. Be more careful. Mistama, the Leiva lost the Shtar. But if I see the Malva lost the Shtar, give it back to the Malva. So Mamela, our Mishnah is Gevaldik. I know the Malva lost the Shtar. Not only on Novi, it's got to wait, but from the Chafisa, I see that the Malva lost the Shtar. That is when we learn Rashi Dav Zayin Amid Beis. But then the Ktzai says, but we go further in the Perek, Rashi says, that's another Reyesed in the Fila. Rashi says, further on Davyud Beis Amid Beis, Im hoya kosha hoya nizavoy. A new Reyesed in the Fila. At the Reyesed in the Fila, as I say, you didn't drop it. No, Rashi later in the Perek says, if it would be a kosha shtar, you wouldn't have lost it. Is that right? It's a posel shtar. No, if that's the Chesben, so. So you dropped it. I know you dropped it, but that's a lie. It's a paid up toast. That's the Ktzais discussion. The Ktzais. So he says,
And Boaz the Keteret, he says, what are you telling me, Pshat? Tell me, a person lost a shtas, he said. Listen, if it could be a good star, how did he lose it? He's absent-minded. Yeah, don't tell me, Baba Maisa. If he lost it, it's a chayah. So tell me, how did he lose the chafisa? Look, the star host a ganze shtik teure. But how did he lose the chafisa? It's a chayah, it's not absent-minded. So from the chafisa, this chayah said in the filah. The whole Reyesid in the Fila was based upon, the Akosher Shtar, he'd be very careful. Don't tell me Baba Mises, he'd be very careful. I proved to you this person is a careless person. How did he lose the Chafisa? So, the Chafisa, the Shtar, you tell me a Shtik Teire, it's worth, but the Chafisa is a good Chafisa. I'm not speaking about a Chafisa that's a torn Chafisa, I'm talking about a good Chafisa. So how did he lose the Chafisa? Akolchok, he's a careless person. So Memele from the Chafisa, I lost the Reyesid in the Fila. Gibaldik. Fine. Good, that's good. So that helped me a shtickle there. So Tiktsois, fine. That's good by Chafisa. That's good by Luskime. But let's go further. Tachrich shel Storis. He found three Storis gebunden. Oh, three Storis gebunden. No, so what's over there, Pshat? If they're good, here I have my kasha. If they're good stories, is how did he lose it? Here, there's a reyes in the field. What's tell me there's three stories? It's all right. There's three no good stories. So the tzais got stuck. From the next book of the Mishnah, tachach shel stories. Zuk tek tzais, anush tek teire. So he says, the whole reyes in the field is if there's no simon. If a person doesn't have a simen, then there's a reyes in the field. Oh, so why weren't you careful? But something that has a simen, I'm walking in Mei Yisha'orim, Allah Elech Yidin. So why do you have to be careful? Who's going to find it? An Elech Yid will find it. Some Elech Yid will find it. Some Emele, and he'll return it to me, I have a simen. Some Emele, Zuk Tik Chois, Anu Mahalach, a third Mahalach. That pshat is whenever there's a simen, there's no reyesid in the field of that pshat. That means the whole middle loy nizel leshamre is if there's no simen. You lost the shtar. It says, Reuven bar from Shimon. There's no raya b'chlal that you lost it. So, why did you lose it? Middle loy nizel leshamre is a raya that it's a posel leshtar. But if I have a simen, it's what I have to worry about. I can be careless. I'll lose it. I'll look up the next morning, I'll see, I'll go, the Machas stories. That's the third Mahalach of the Ktois, and remains with this Mahalach. Now, let us learn further Rashi, and Mabachsma will get into a few problems, but let's see further Rashi. Hareze Yachse. So, Hareze Yachse, the Dovor, Yesh Baisimenu, Kidamaforish Bigmore, Shakli simen, sheyem rabai lam bekli kach vakach motso so isom. Chen tachrich vagud, arei ze yachza, the dove sheyesh bay simenu, ke the meforish bigmor. So he said, those are not from us. Rashi bidek tzois. What does Rashi say? Rashi explains arei ze yachza. So Rashi is explaining, why isn't there arei ze in the field? Look, that's Rashi is... All of a sudden we find three stories and you return it to the Malva. So Rashi says, the Dovashesh by Simenu, Shakli Simen, the Chaytachet, Dovashesh by Simenu, Knamaforz Begmore. So I learned this Rashi, so Sosim Besimche. Oh! Rashi says what the Tzoy said. I mean, Rashi doesn't give any other reasons. Rashi Lechayre wants to say, why isn't there Reyesid in the Fila? So Rashi says, Dovashesh, we said, that's all Rashi has to say. This is Lechayre. That's all what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say, I know that he dropped it. Dovashesh by Simon. That's all what Rashi says. So that's the third Mahalach. A Dovashesh by Simon, there's no Reyesid in the Fila. Now let's go a little further. Fine. Now it says further. Simen begamliya loyma, echot haloyva mishloisha, yachzal loyva. What if I find three stories, not a tachich, not an agudah, but I find three stories together,
And it says here, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, that's star number one. Star number two, Reuven borrowed money from Levi. Star number three, Reuven borrowed money from Yehuda. Echad aloyve mishloisha, yachzel aloyve. So see here, three stories over here that are lost, and the Psalmot Nemaisa to say that Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda were standing together and they all dropped their star. That's a little far-fetched. So Ms. Toma, if you see three stories, one next to the other, so I'm clearing who had a hole in his pocket, Ms. Toma, the Levi had a hole in his pocket. So Echad aloyve mishloisha, yachzel aloyve. Shloisha aloven mina echad, yachzel lemalve. Then you give back to the Malva, because the three stories say, Reuven lent money to Shimon, Reuven lent money to Levi, Reuven lent money to Yehuda. So who lost the star? Reuven lost the star. Let's see what Rashi says. Echad ha-loive mishloisha, mishloisha starish shaloive echadim. It's three stars from one loive. Shalove mishloisha b'nei odam, yachzirim v'itzim l'loive. The vaday porim b'chzirim l'loive. I mean, this is very, very coincidental, to say it mildly, that they find three stories, the vaday porim b'chzirim l'loive, miyodi naflu. Vaday. Sheim miyodam naflu, if the three malvis lost it, mikibtsam l'mokim echad, that's very modern, that all three stories should be on the ground, and all in one place. Vim shloisha lovim heim, shalovu miyodam echad, three lovim that part from one malvim, yachzirim amoytsam l'malvim. Shadova yadu hashimimenu nofal. So I know that the malva lost it. So now I learned this Rashi. Ooh, this Rashi is like the first Mahalach in the Ktzois. I see the malva lost it. But the Ktzois got stuck with this Mahalach. Good, the malva lost it. The malva lost three stars. I'll tell you, sure he lost three stars. They're all paid up already. If there's a reyesed in the fila, that was the Ktzois's kasha. Rashi Dav Zayin says, that if I know that the Malva lost it, Shalom al Yisov. He said, when you come to David Beis Amad Beis, Rashi Rat Ander Adiburim, that good, he lost it. But why did he lose it? The Midden Ofal is Midlo Nizal Shomrom, is a Raya that's not so good. See, if three stories, he lent to Shimon, he lent to Levi, he lent to Yehuda, they all fell down. You know what Pshat is? Because they all paid up. He has it still in his pocket, so he's not careful with it, but why should he be careful? Here Rashi says, like Rashi Dav Zayin. So, Leire Bossi. Shadov Yidu Hashem Imenu Noflu. Fine. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Motzo Shtar Ben Shtoroiso Ve'eino Yedeya Mativo Yemunach Achiyobi Elio. Now this is talking about a new case. Now we're not talking about a person who found a Shtar in the Shuk. No, we're talking about a Nifka. Botzer shtar ben shtaroiso, ben yedem ativoi etzloi. This is a im haloive vkidei etzloi. Vaya malve, eishem amitzase perua, umasru loi li yesholish bine. Vishochach. Lemaise, he sees a shtar. The shtar that says, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and he racks his brains, and he can't figure out who gave him the shtar. So you hold it. I mean, you're a nifkad on the shtar. Who should you give it to? So you hold it. That's Yovei Elio. Now Yovei Elio will tell you who gave you the shtar and what the conditions were. That's another halacha. A third halacha, im yesh im moim simpoinais, yash masha simpoinais. Now the sanudin. A person finds ben shtaroiso shoiva, that means he's a malva, and he finds a receipt, shenichta balecha mishtarois, one of the shtaris, there's a receipt, yasemashe besimpain, vashtar becheskas parua. The shtar is becheskas parur, va'af al pi shoyle shoyver azeli is munach biyad aloyve. That means it says in the shtar It says in the shtar that what, that this shtar was paid out. So Mamela, so you listen to the Shaiva and don't mum from the shtar. Ba'afalpi shahoyo le Shaiva hazeh liyos munach biyad aloive. Hai the Shaiva, I mean, the Samadna Zach, if it was paid up, so what is the Malva doing with the Shaiva? Amrinen, I mean, the Leiva, that I mean, so it could very well be that the Leiva paid up and the Leiva trusted him. He told him, I forgot where the star is. And the Leiva, Admocha Tanoli, they give me tomorrow the Shaiva. Bishochach, Samamela, so now the Shaiva is Beyode Shamal, but the Malva doesn't remember things, but Al Kaponim, Yasama Shekosa My Shitrei Beru, it says in the Mishnah we found Shitrei Beru. Hochetil Gemu Shitrei Tanosa. That means that's a star that was written, the Safra the Daine writes, the Tainus of the Balei Dvorim, Shitrei Tanosa. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar, Ze Boire Lo Yechot, Ze Boire Lo Yechot. Saboy leyechot zektrashi shaboyren and dayonim. If the balidinim were boyre dayonim, toislem ze biro leyes plainim ze biro leyes plaini. Shlo yuchlu lachzer b'hem. After they were boyre radayim, it seems so they cannot be chayzer from the dayin they were boyre. So that's called shitrei biruri. It says further in the Mishnah v'chol ma'ise bezn harei ze yach. Dr. Gemara, we get the shtakech beidina da'avun. We had already this Gemara before, that they found a get in the bezden of Ravun. Da'bekosev bei bishviri moso dal rochis naro. It said that this get was written in the city of Shviri, that's on the near the river of Rochis. Omar Ravune, so Ravune said, achayshino l'shnei Shviri, so we have to be chayish, now we know, we found the get, or the shayos adoit ki bichayish for Shnei Yosef ben Shimitz. We know the Shviri Moso that we know of is only one Yosef ben Shimitz, but maybe there was another Shviri Moso. Oma Saravune es chayshina le Shnei Shviri. Oma lei Rav Chizdeler ad Avichayish, he didn't know, he didn't know what the shtar was found, that we return it. He had a machlekes before Rashi and Taisus, you turn it to the Shliach, you turn it to the Isha. Omale Rav Chizda le Rabbe, so Rav Chizda told Rabbe, poik ayin, he told Rabbe, do some research, the Leute boilo Ravuna Minach. Tonight, Ravuna is going to ask you this shayla, are we chayish to Shnei Shviri, or not chayish to Shnei Shviri? Nofak dok vashkev, so Rabbe went and he was medayi, Isnan komai sebezn arei ze yachsa. It says in our Mishnah, komai sebezn arei ze yachsa, which means that let's say I found a shtar she yesh by henbe, that says that the poshet that the malve lost the shtar arei ze yachsa, so you return it to the malve. Return it to the malve. Let's move. If the label would have lost it, he would have torn it. You return it to the Malva. The Muzicha wasn't because of blue voice from the Lover, because the Malva writes empty. So, but the Shaila is, you return it to the Malva. Good, it says Yosef ben Shimon, but maybe there's another Shviri, and then another Yosef ben Shimon. You're going to give it to the Yosef ben Shimon and this Shviri, and then he's going to be goyve from the Loive, and then maybe Bezdin is a mocking Shashayoras Metsuyi, so maybe there's another Shviri, and then someone from the other Shviri, Yosef ben Shimon, a Malva lost the shtar. How can you return it to this Malva? So you see that you're not chayish for Shnei Shviri. Rabbe was poishit the shayla of Ravune from our Mishnah. Omale Rav Amram le Rabbe heichi poishit ma'al isure meinomoyne. So Rav Amram challenged Rabbi, he says, we found a get over here. A get is a shayla of Yisurim. And you brought a raya that by moment we're not chayish l'shnei shvirim. Good, that's moment. But he was talking about Yisurim. See, in Taisvis, the Yisurim Shasish will come to Taisvis, will have a psagresle klokait in what Rav Amram's kashim was. So Rab Amram seems to challenge the Rabbi. How you be pushing the shaila from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah speaking about moment. Well, by us is a shaila of a get, which is Yisurim. Amalei tarde, whatever it is, not complimentary. The Bach says means either shaita or otzel. He told them shitre chalitza meyumin tna. Man, I am shuldig. I mean, the Mishnah says they found Shitre Chalitza, which is Yisurim, a Shailen Yisurim. And it also says you return it. And it's also Mestamad Samaisa Bezen, was found in Bezen. So also let's be Chayish Voshnei Shviri. So you see, you're not Chayish Voshnei Shviri. What are you asking me? I'm Poshit from the Mishnah. I'm not Poshit. I can't be Poshit Yisurim in my mind. The Mishnah says, the fellow by Issa, you also return. Now, after this heated conversation, the beam that supported the base medrash collapsed, and the base medrash collapsed. Now, Mar Omar Mishum Lasoi Di Di Poker, Mar Omar Mishum Lasoi Di Di Poker. Now, we'll see in Rashi soon, but I'd like to say a shtickel up shot over here. There's a Meiridike Yerushalmi and Meirid Kotten. Yerushalmi in Meirid Kotten, Daf Yudam at Beis, asks Akashe. So this Bakant is a Gemara further in Baba Metzia. There was Tanurai Shel Achnoi. That means like this, we have to appreciate Bisman Chazal, the one is there in Tumavatayre, and Atano was very old to become Tomei, because Anisha becomes only the Shots. There's Tomei Mesa, there's so many Tomeim around. Atano becomes Tomei, Atano Shalcheres becomes Tomei. So, every month in Donishik you'll buy a new Tano, Who can afford a new Tana every month in Donishtay? So Rabbi Lezer HaGodol was Machadish, a certain type of a Tana. Let's not get into the mechanics of that, which is not Mekabel Tumah. A Tana that's not Mekabel Tumah made a whole plan. You can imagine there were Meidois, the manufacturer of this Tana. There was a big sign, Tana Sheini Mekabel Tumah, Apiyach Sheirish, Rabbi Lezer HaGodol. But need more than this. In the middle of Mustafa, there was a booming business, and people bought Istanbul. And Gevaldik and Baruch Hashem, they baked in it, and those. The Chachamim were Chaylik and Rabbi Lezer HaGodol. They said, it is Mekabel Tumah, with the patent. It is Mekabel Tumah. Those are Rizik and Machlikis. Oh, Shaila. Bekitza, the Gemara says, Baskel came out, why are you checking with Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Yeshua stood up. We passed that it's Tomei. Tomei, and they went and burnt all the Taras. That means all the people who wear Taras and Rasaimacham and this Tano, they burnt it. Lefonov, they burnt all the Taras. It was a big bonfire. All these Taras are Tomei. They burnt all the Taras. That's a Gemara Vaita. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha, Yishalmi es zakashe, the less leila, the lesser, that you don't go basarif, right? And there's a cloud, you go basarif, man. Good, he holds like this, but Reif Chachmi Yisrael disagreed with him, he doesn't hold. So the Yishalmi answers, Mishum shesofu hataris lefonam. That's what the Yishalmi answers. They print the taris lefonam, in front of him. They print the taris. So, one of the Mufoshim and the Yerushalmi says, Amir the Kipshak. He says, fine, you disagree with me, But lefonov, to burn the tares, which is the cheres, the blazer, the godu, which is sensitivity to my feet, in front of, you have to burn it before now, you could have, didn't have to be before now. So what's pshat? So you're not balei midos, you're not sensitive to cover that Torah. A person who is not sensitive to cover that Torah, nishkedim for Talmud Chochem. So he doesn't have a din of a Talmud Chochem, so there's no din acherab lahatis. The whole din acherab lahatis, if Roy told me the Chochem and Lord one way, and me it holds the other way, so then you go bas Roy. But they have to be Roy told me the Chachamim. If you have Roy people who do not have any sensitivity to the covet of a Talmud Chochem, they're not told me the Chachamim. They can have good heads, they can be London, but they're not told me the Chachamim. So Mamela, that's why he held you don't go bas Roy. As I swear my Yerushal. Bekitza, we have to understand what their svara was. They held it wouldn't be before now. The psak wouldn't have take it. They had to do it before. Bekitza, so there was now, chalukei deis, was it necessary to burn it before now? Was it not necessary to burn it before? Fine. That's the shakla v'tayyavayka. But less man to pali, a person who has no sensitivity to the kovet of a Talmud Chacham, so Mamela, he doesn't have a din of a Talmud Chacham. That's not a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham does not mean a Lamdan is a good head. So Mamela, we have to understand over here, two things happen. Rab Amram, Rabba was poishet to Shaila, yes to Shaila. What's with the get? Rabbi Gizok, Zach Gemutshet, Nofak, Dok, Vaashkech, Ivan, the Mishnah, Vachashin, and Lushna Yosef, Ben Shimon, Vachashin, Lushna Yishvili, hat Rav Amram gesagt, teichi poshet bari surim em amoine. This was like, how can you be poshet? This was b'fnei amveide. You poshet from a Mishnah. How can you be poshet? He insulted Rabbi. Rabbi told him back, you're a shaita. Teichi poshet. You look at the Mishnah, you'll see the Mishnah speaking about Yisrael also. Now the shaila is, each one got insulted. The shaila was, who was the right one, who was the wrong one. But Al Kaponim, in this base medrash, there was no Kvayda Teire. There was no Kvayda Teire. So a base medrash that is no Kvayda Teire, it doesn't have a kiyum. That's not a base medrash. So Memele, it's not a Mokim Teire. So it's not royally kind. That's why the beam collapsed. It's not a Mokim Teire. Because now the shaila is, who was the shaget? That's the shaila. Oh, so that was machlokes. Rabbi said, because of my covet, Rab Amram had no right to do what he did. Just that. Frag me, not heichi poshet ma. And the other one is in the middle. So for the Mishnah it says, chalitza get. It says meyunim. Now we'll see Rashi. Chashini lo shnei shviri, afo pi shebe shvira yedu alon laim bo shnei yoysev ben shimen, shem yeh shvira acher, shiye shem yoysev ben shimen. Vishom nichtav, mishlich achen ofo, arei ze yachse, dekimen doloi uzak o shnei yoysev ben shimen, yirach ez acher, shen yedu alon aloi chashin. Tarde, mishumen, bestom, person who's Tumult must come, but all maybe in the Shimon, the Bach says, Shaita, a Otto. Poka arse de vera, nishbar, omut, shabes hametrish, nishan, olos. The beam that all base metrish was resting broke. Ma roma mishum lasoi di di poka, bishvil masli, shekina al shegid aftani. That you insulted me, tarde. Mar mishum lasoi didi poka, sheishafta al dvorai lobay sheini bebeis ha-medrash, you struck me up in the middle beis medrash, heichi poshet ma, yisurim im amoyne, so mamele, that's the shakla betai. Zog toisves, yisurim im amoyne. So toisves asks, vim toima, what stamasei Rav Amram's kashe, the only teretz Rabbi heard Rav Amram's kasha was the Mishnah speaks about Yisrael, so you name Khalid, fine. But for Ktoisves, Vim Toima, Tvei Anan Machmirin Vamamoine, Vain Ono Hulchen Vamomen Acha Haloid, ובס איסור הזלינם בוס הרובה, הפלהיך דאיקה חזוקה דאיסורה כנגד הרוי. וחיישין אין שם בבמוקים נקד כשוחת. זאת אומרת, תוישס אמר את הקקש. That means, in Hilchus moment, if I hear a person is a mursik, Ruben is a mursik, and mitzad roiv, I say, that you have to be mighty from the mursik. Whatever the shayla is, roiv says that this mursik has to pay. So we have a klal in Hilchin b'momen acharoi. That means that the birur of roiv is not strong enough to be mighty from a mursik. So we see, you can't be mighty mama from a mursik with a roiv. Now let's talk about in Hilchus Isurim. Someone shechted an animal. There's a tzbecheska sheni zavuach. He shechted, and so maybe the animal was treif, and there was a nekev in the mokim ashrite, and he shechted the mokim nekev. Maybe it was treif, maybe. What's the teretz? Reif behim asenim treifes. That's the teretz. He can't be mavar of this. The mokim nekev shochet. So maybe it's not a good shrite, maybe it was treif. So we say, reif behim asenim treifes. We go basoi. So you have rube the chazoket. Ruba kineged chazoket, it's a cheskas isa, it's a cheskas shayin is a buach, and we say that ruba odeh, so we see that what? Roiv kineged cheskas isa by Yisurim, roiv is machia. Roiv kineged murzik, roiv is not machia. So now, it says in the Mishnah, that if I found a shtar, it says Yosef ben Shimon, Motza kol ma'ase bezna reza yach. So I found a shtar sheyesh boy henpik. I give it back to the mald. And he's going to be moitzer from the loiva with the shtar. So let me ask a kasha. I mean, Yosef, and maybe there's another shviri, that's another Yosef ben Shimon. So the Mishnah says, going to be chayish. Now, this then, is this a kocha that says to be better than loiva? If this din loichashina lishnei shviri is only a bit of a roiv, you're not mighty with roiv from a musik. It says you return the shtar. The malve, it says he's going to go to the loive, my shtar, Yosef ben Shimon, and he's going to go to the loive with mighty mama. The loive starts squinting. What? You lent me? Yeah. It says the fairest in the shtar. So memele, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Maybe there's another shviri with another yais. Nah, don't have to clap. So this is better than roiv. This is a biru that's better than roiv. That a fellow from a mursik can be mighty. We'll give back the shtar. Give me mighty from a mursik. So my male fractoises. What's chav amrum skasha and shudik? Mamay needs bigger birurim than Israel. Ein hilchem b'mamay nacha haroiv. And hulchem beisa ruba v'chazak ruba odet vafal pikein, but this din loichashin and l'shnei shviri helps afilu by moments. So zich help by Yisus. So what's next? The kasha? How could you be poishet isurim imamoyin? The kasha finds it netan and shudik. If by moment you're not chayish, by Yisus zich not chayish. V'yeshloima the mikol mokim beishes ish ichmil. The mind she'en lam soif leitinose lechatchila afal pi sherubom mesim. Now let us be marach a little to understand the first teretz of Taisvus. There's a din of mayim she'en lam soif. Mayim she'en lam soif means as follows. A person is standing by the shore. Now, if I see that someone fell into a river, whatever it is, he fell in. And I can see the borders of the river. That means the river is surrounded by a shore on all four sides. If this person got out from the river, I would see how he got onto the shore. That means it's visible to the roya, all four sides that he could have gotten out. And he's waiting there a certain amount of time, which I can assume if he didn't get out, Akochach, he's dead. So I can be made, he's dead. standing there, a person can live, let's say, more than 20 minutes under the water. He didn't get out because I can see the surrounding shores. Some amela, I can be made, he's dead. That's mayim sheyeshlam soif, that I see the soif of the mayim on all four sides. Mayim sheinlam soif, all I see is water. So it could very well be, that could be, he swam further, and he got off after my visibility. I can't see the shore. When I'm standing, I can't see the shore. Could be there is a shore. It could be he got out. Could be. Could be not. Could be he drowned. So the din is like this. Mayim she'en lam soif. So Tosfos says like this. This alive. Listen, Leipom, you're standing there 20 minutes and you don't see anything. Yeah, it could be there's a shore a little late and you didn't see how we got out. But this is a minute chance. Between you and me, Leip says, Mistami, standing there 20 minutes, I don't see anything. Mistami, he drowned. There's a Leip. Afal keep peeking by the Issa, Ashes, Ish, they were machi. Afal pikein by the Issa Ashes Ish they were machma, you don't go basaray. Don't go basaray. So we see that by Ashes Ish, you don't go basaray. At this Taisa is Takashe, Tavatsanam is Kashe, Isurim, Mamaki, Prishit, Issa is gringa. Ish you go basaray? Issa is gringa. So Taisa says, no, Echmiru. Mikomak Vaishasi Shechmir the Maim Shemo Soib Laiti Nosel Lachatril Afa Pisheru Bameis. Fine. So now we have to understand Taisus. Taisus is very shvel. So what does Taisus say? So Taisus says that by Aishas Ish, we don't call Basarai. We don't call Basarai. Fine. That was Rav Amram's kasha. You found the get. How can you return the get? Taishasish. So Taishas is very shver. Look, you don't go basalai by Aishasish. But you don't go basalai by Mama neither. But loy chayshinam lishnei shviri is better than loy. So what Taishas tell it? Taishas says the kasha. You know, is he go even basalai? What's your problem? So they says, no, I don't go basalai. Fine. Mom and you also don't go basalai. But after P came like Hashina Lishnei Shviri, we were not chayish by mom. So, not chayish by Ishishish. So they say, Mephoshia Talmud brings two mahalchim on this kasha. One mahalach he brings down from a chivas chsam soifa, a shvera toisvis. Chsam soifa says that the din of mayim she'en lam soif is noyeg also by a Talmud Chochem. Now what does that mean? A Talmud Chochem, if a Talmud Chochem was nitzel, I mean, shtal zechfor, you have a rizik a Talmud Chochem that fell into the water. Now if he was nitzel, vinisht vi, if he got out, it'll become a fusim. That this Talmud Chochem got out of the water and so they'll know the Rossi Machezes Lefonov. People will know about it. That means Maim Shein Lam Soif, to say that he got out and we don't know about it and he's a Talmud Chochem, that's a miyuta de miyuta de miyuta. I mean, such a thing. Thereby, Momen Wizicha wouldn't be Chayish. And by Eishishish, we're Chayish Afilu by a Talmud Chochem, which is a Miyuta de Miyuta. So Eishishish is more Chamor than Momen. That's how the Chibas Sam says. Then he brings a second Mahalach, second malach, because Pemisin there's another kasha on Taisus. Taisus a kasha. No, they were machma by Ashes Ish. But that's a Rabbanon. Maybe it's a chumma the Rabbanon. So, how are you comparing Ashes Ish to Momen? Momen, you can't do it in Hilchum, but Momen Achra. It's only a Rabbanon, the chumma. So, others want to say Pshat, that what Pshat in the chumma? They were machma. They were machma, Pshat, what Pshat in the chumma is. The chumre by Eishes Ish was, you don't look at dinim. We throw away the Shulchan Aruch. If there's Evsher Atzad that could be still alive, we don't go with Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Eishes Ish. There's a Mordechai Maise, I once heard from Rapam Zechayinu Lebroche, that the Rebbe in the Ravitzel Petterberg was cleaning for Pesach, cleaning, and he told his Rebbe, you know, Api Shulchan Aruch Shein Genug, you don't have to scrub so much. So she told him, Itzel, if I listen to you and your Shulchan Aruch, we've been eating chametz a long time already. So the women have a Pesach without a Shulchan Aruch. There's no Shulchan Aruch here when it comes to chametz for Pesach. That is pshat in Tosfos. That they were machma, you don't go basaray. What's that not? You don't go basaray. Pshat is they were machma when it comes to the Isra Shishish. No birur helps. So my male is here. Tell me, Loi Chashina. That's, so that the Yesna Makasha and Shuldikta. But now we have to understand the Taisis. So Taisis, now we understand Abamu. How can you be poised at Eishesish for a moment? Eishesish is what? So what did Rabbi tell Rav Chisda? Look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shtori Miyunim, Chalitze, also return. I'm sure that Rabbi. Shtori Miyunim, talking about the Kedushin of the Rabbi, talking about Eishesish over here. Chalitze is speaking about a Chai V'Lavim, Rav Yom Lashuk, what did Rabbi answer to what did Rabbi say? Tardi called him a shaita. That he didn't look at the Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah. I'm telling you, I'm a Taisvis. Taisvis says that the kasha was by Eishes Ish. The sky's the limit. We don't, we're not Seimach on any Berurin. So you tell me, I may you know you're Seimach, Shtar Miyun, Shkayach, that's the condition of the Rabbona. Chalitze, Zachai V'Lav. What are you telling me? I'm asking you one kasha. Tell me. Mordechai kasha. This kasha Rabbi Kedega asks. Rabbi Kedega says, from this Gemara is a raya to a mordechai in mitzvahs chalitza. It's a mordechai in mitzvahs agavuches. It's one of machlokes, amayroim, the shars out the paskin. If kedushin is toifes, yivom alashuk. Rav holds kedushin is not toifes in yivom alashuk. They see Eishes Hameisa Chutzol Yizol. They see she's a lava savaya. Kedushin is not toifus in a Yibam Lashuk. The Kedushin is not toifus in Yibam Lashuk. It's a mamza. And Shmuel says, okay, you need a get. About Kaponim, it seems Rav and Shmuel hold this a murdeke choyma by Yibam Lashuk. Zok de Moltrai mitzvahs chalitzen. Heter Yevama Lishuk, who Elve Vendova Shabelva Pochas Mishnai. That's a lotion of the Mordechai. A Yevama Lishuk is a Dova Shabelva. Since Kedushin is in Taifas. The Rabbi Kedega from Unze Gemore is a right to the Mordechai. Because he says, for me only the Rabbi wasn't patient anything, that's a Kedusha the Rabbon. Zakoch, it's Mishitre Chalitze. So we see from A Gemore, that is the first tenets of Taisus. And Taisus says another tenets. This whole shash of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Agavucha, we see this as a whole sophic in Taisvis, is this Adraisa de Kirshash, Adrabon de Kirshash, Tois in the second Eretz says, it's not a chash de reise. Avo mi da rabonon chai shinon, not it's a chash be'etzem, mishum las. I mean, not that it's a chash, we're not chash, we're shnei yaisa benshim, it's not a chash, maybe this is shvili. It was a chash las. That means that a woman is going to get married with such a get, is like the people who are not from the Shemrei Aloshen, they'll say, hey, she's a get, you think it's a get. So may there be mighty laws on this woman. So Chazal said, you don't give her such a get, also shash laws. The whole shash of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon is a shash we will not permit to return it to the shliach because people will be mighty laws. So Rav Amram's kasha was, and should be, the shaila of Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, you say, oh, I have a raya from a Mishneh, Motze, Komaise, Bezna, Reise, Yachse, oh, let's be chayish for Shnei Yosef, Shnei Shviri, let's be chayish for Shnei Shviri. I'll tell you, I have news for you. Shnei Shviri, this whole shash is only a shash of, the whole shash is only a shash of las. So, Mamela, by moment, there's no union of laws. So Ramayla, the Gemita says, no chash be'etzim, it's not a chash for Rabbonon. It's a chash for Rabbonon. It says, don't give it back, because there'll be mighty laws. So the whole chash is only, there'll be mighty laws on it. So Ramayla, so Rabbi told them, and so the Kichesh is for laws, so she said, there's also a laws. She came on, and there's also a laws. I mean, you look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you return Shifre Chalitza and Shifre Nunam. That is Pshat and Toises. Oide Shloima Midarai Saloi Chashinam Vashna Yosef Ben Shinam Abo Midarabonan Chashinam Mishum Laz Ube Bamoina Vashay Ech Laz Kach Poer Shaper Ech Poshet Ma Yisura Mime Moina How could you be Poshet Isra for a moment? That by moment there's no concept of laws, and by Yisrael, by these Yisurim, there's a concept of laws. That was the kasha that Rav Amram asked Rabbi.